this is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Coming up, former Kalamazoo Gazette reporter Mike Van Buren is now the owner and publisher of the Northwoods Call. He'll discuss its coverage of conservation issues. But first, in mid-August, a new family-centered magazine will become available in Southwest Michigan. FYI is being published by Encore Publications. Marie Lee is the editor of Encore Publications, and Tiffany Fitzgerald is the editor of the new magazine, FYI. Marie, Tiffany, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
So when FYI becomes available, what are some of the things that people will be able to read about? Tiffany.
Some of the things that we're going to feature are what you can do with your family in Kalamazoo and Southwest Michigan area, and what you could do with your family at home, like different craft projects, recipes to make, different tips and tricks for making family life easier, so kind of like everyday hacks for how to do that. And then we'll be featuring a feature story that's going to use local sources to answer kind of the burning questions we hear a lot of parents have. So, for example, our first issue will address what do you do when you get an educational diagnosis for the first time, or you find out your child has a learning difference. And we're going to use a lot of local resources to answer that question. And we'll have a column from a local dad, a local stay-at-home dad, talking about parenting from a father's perspective, and just a lot more, too.
Who are you trying to reach in this magazine?
We're trying to reach primarily any parents, grandparents, caregivers, or educators of any children in the Southwest Michigan area, and anybody who's looking for resources about how to foster sort of an environment that's really conducive to helping your kids learn or grow or develop.
Why did you decide that a magazine like this is needed in Southwest Michigan?
Just because there isn't one in print yet, and a lot of the parents that we talk to informally really want something like national parenting magazines, but hyper-local, something that really tells them what's going on in the area they live in.
What sort of stories do you think will turn up in FYI that people can't find in other places right now, at least here in Southwest Michigan or in the Kalamazoo area?
Stories like the feature story that we'll be doing. I mean, I think you can read a lot about what to do when your teacher tells you that your child's learning differently in the classroom. But being able to read a story where the people who are talking in the story are, you know, from Portage Public Schools or from KRESA or a local chapter of CHAT, that kind of information is invaluable at a local level, and you would never find that in a national magazine.
Marie, let me ask you, did you think that these subject matters were things that kind of went beyond what Encore has normally been doing?
I do. Encore is really a community city regional magazine, and so we try to focus on people and places and things. And to further take that niche down to parents was something we didn't feel like Encore could do without, you know, alienating some of its very loyal reader base, which looks to it for community-based feature stories. And I think another thing we had talked about is that we are all parents. Pretty much everybody who works on the publication has children. And these were things that we wanted to know. We wanted to know where could we go to find out about events. These are the conversations you have on playgrounds with other parents about, you know, my child doesn't eat anything but chips and salsa. You know, and is this normal? We actually have a column called Is This Normal, where we talk to local experts, you know, medical experts and mental health experts about questions that we've heard from other parents. And I think it's one of those things that it's, you know, Encore couldn't really go there with that information.
Who will be reporting and writing the stories that people will read in FYI?
A large amount of the reporting and writing is going to be me. and I look forward to it. And then, you know, we'll be asking local parents to write as well. We have a section that is called The Last Laugh, and we'd really like to hear from any local parents about sort of those humorous stories that you have from parenting, because family life is often incredibly funny. So we'd like to open it up there. And then we also have a section called The Kids Corner, where we actually we'll be featuring work and artwork and stories from kids as well. So we'll be hearing a lot of different voices there.
So come mid-August, if someone is trying to find FYI, where should they go to pick up a copy?
Initially, we have about 150 local distribution spots, which is more than you'd normally find Encore in. It's a free publication, so we're trying to put it wherever we believe parents and caregivers of children converge. It'll also be available in all of the Encore distribution spots where we have racks currently now. But we will have our website will launch the same day as the magazine, and people will be able to go to the FYI SouthwestMichigan.com website and find the locations where they can get it. But we've pretty much got commitments from the libraries that they'll distribute it for us, as well as local retail establishments.
And will it be free?
Yes, it will be free.
So in this day and age, when we keep hearing about the problems that print media is facing, Marie, why do you launch a new magazine?
Well, I think that the problems that print media are facing may be a little bit overblown when it comes to magazines. Magazines, especially niche magazines that are focused to a very targeted demographic or audience, are actually growing. And what we're also seeing is that in the last year, first quarter of 2014, 45 new magazines launched nationally versus this time last year. And so magazines still have staying power. They have staying power because they can be digital and they can be print. And people like them in both formats.
But could you have done the same thing just simply online and saved a nice chunk of change that it's going to be required to publish a high gloss magazine?
No, actually, I don't think that you can reach the kind of people, the numbers of people that we want to reach with this magazine strictly online. Online publications take a lot of marketing because you got to get the word out. There's so much online clutter. You can't expect that people are organically going to find you because they're not. So you have to do a lot of marketing. Also, what we find is that magazines have a long shelf life. And the printed version you pick up and you hold on to for who knows how long. I mean, there's some magazines in my house that have been there for, I think, 3 years that are not going anywhere. But it's what we feel is that people, unless they are consciously aware that you exist online and have to make that extra effort to find you online, it's easier and better to be able to pick it up in a public spot and hold on to it. So that's why we chose to do a print version as well as the digital.
And has that been the experience with Encore, that you are reaching different people, perhaps some different audiences in those different platforms, that there's certain people who will pick up the magazine, but maybe a different audience perhaps goes online to read an article or two?
Oh, absolutely. The one thing that's nice about online is analytics never lie. They tell you what they tell you. And we have last year, we really initiated a new online presence with Encore. We went onto the issue platform. We did all sorts of email blasts to let people know it was available. And the demographics that we got back from our online readers were that they were skewing younger. They were usually 40 or younger. And they spent, the beauty of it is you can tell exactly how much time they spent on each page. And so we learned what they were reading and how they were reading it. However, with the print magazine, our distribution numbers have not gone down because of the online presence. They've actually increased, and we're finding, because we keep track of our pickup rates, so we know how many issues are getting picked up in what locations, that our pickup rate is also increasing. So it's kind of funny. It's like I think that there are people that love print and love holding and having a magazine and keeping it around, and there are people who like to peruse things really quickly digitally. You know, and the beauty of having both platforms is you attract both.
Is there any evidence that there's causation there, that having it available online is maybe causing people to go pick it up as well and want to hold on to that copy, as you say, that they can thumb through?
Oh, absolutely. One of the things that's definitely happened with magazines in the last, ever since sort of the print world hit its deathbed, so they say, is that the focus in especially print magazines has become to be more beautiful, very much about the look and using better graphics and better photos. And we did the same thing when we took over a couple of years ago. We brought on a photographer, you know, and we did working really hard on our design. And what we see with online is it gets shared. So there's an article, let's say that in May we did an article on disc sports in Kalamazoo, which is a rising thing. And that article was shared like crazy. You know, people would go to the issue platform, and we could tell by the numbers that they went right to that article. But at the same time, we are almost all out of those issues, and we usually have quite a surplus over the summer, but they're getting picked up really fast. And I think that people want to see the actual physical thing because of the photography and the design that you just can't get when you look at it on a screen.
I'm wondering if the business model that Encore has had for as long as I can remember of being available for free, no charge for actually getting the magazine, puts you in a better position in some ways for the current state of media, that you don't worry about the fact that someone is reading that article for free. You want them basically to come across the advertising. That's where you're making your money, right?
Exactly. You know, we're obviously, both magazines will be advertiser supported. And it's an interesting model because when we talk about the growth of magazines, the one thing that has dropped has been paid subscriptions to magazines because people can get the content online. And, you know, there are some publications like the New York Times that instituted paywalls, and those work to varying degrees. You know, people get mad, but content is being shared no matter what. And, you know, you used to worry a lot about, this is my content, don't duplicate it, don't take it, don't use it. Those days are gone, you know. So our goal at Encore and with FYI is to create really good content. And the people, the readers, can pick their delivery system. They can say, I want it in print because it's beautiful in print, and I like to have it around, and I have 40 minutes to read a magazine. That's the average time it takes to read a magazine. You know, I'll have it, and I can spend my magazine moment. Or I'm going online because I really want to read this article my friend told me about educational diagnoses. So it is. It's like, it's up to the reader now to pick their delivery system.
Is it the case that specialty magazines are the biggest growth in terms of print?
Absolutely. Yeah. Niche magazines are growing enormously.
And will FYI have the same sort of look that we've come to see in Encore? Are you also emphasizing the visuals there as well?
Absolutely. It's more playful. It's, you know, and it's definitely designed to be more playful. Encore's, you know, more serious and big, beautiful pictures, but we are using the same photographer for FYI, Eric Holiday, and our graphic designers come up with a lovely design, but it feels different. I mean, it feels like something that's kind of fun to pick up. Shorter articles, you know, we know that parents don't have a lot of time to read in-depth articles, so most of the articles are 800 words or less, with the exception of the topical feature, which we do a little bit longer so they get more information. So yeah, it's absolutely about how it looks and what the content is, because the content has to have value. If it's not valuable content, you're not going to keep it or read it.
And to kind of bring this back in a way to where we started, this is content that you have found either informally or maybe through some formal surveys that people are interested in. That's what's driving this for the most part.
Yeah, absolutely. We spoke to every parent who would speak to us that we know. And a lot of what they said to us was that, you know, they're not going to order a subscription, but that they would look at this content online if it was focused on local things to do. And I think the most valuable resource for any parent is other parents. So they want to hear, like, and is this normal? They want to hear the questions other parents have about their children and the expert answers to them. They want to hear, you know, other parents talk about their stories for parenting too. So this really opens up that for them.
When can we look for the first issue?
August 15th.
Marie Lee, Tiffany Fitzgerald, thank you very much for your time. Good luck with the new magazine.
Thank you.
Marie Lee is the editor of Encore Publications. Tiffany Fitzgerald is the editor of the new magazine, FYI.